Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Friday, August 21st, 2020. On Wednesday, Attorney General Margarete Koppers stated in the Legal Committee of the Berlin House of Representatives that 2 weeks after the transfer of two public prosecutors in connection with the series of right-wing extremist attacks in Neukölln, the administration has no indication that the two are biased in their investigations. Nevertheless, the transfer of the head of the State Security Department and a department head was, quote, without alternative, because, according to Koppers, there was a shadow on the State Security Department, quote, which must lead to a new start with a different management. As previously reported by Berlin Briefing, it had become public that two suspects had been exchanging information for some time about a prosecutor who was on their side and an AfD voter. The information came from a chat on a mobile phone preceded by an interrogation of one of the accused. Per Koppers, the authorities recently became aware of the explosive accusations after they'd been lying dormant in files for months. Only after complaints by the lawyer of one of the attack victims had the files been checked. Koppers went on to say, quote, none of us know the truth because we weren't there, and we can't investigate it either. But regardless of this, she said, quote, only the slightest suspicion of a politically motivated public prosecutor's investigation can endanger the trust of the population in the rule of law. There must not be even the slightest doubt that we do not prosecute crimes from the right-wing extremist spectrum or that we do not prosecute them with sufficient intensity or slowly. Due to suspicion of bias, the Attorney General's office had taken over all preliminary proceedings concerning more than 70 crimes against people who were active against right-wing extremism in Neukölln. Among them are 14 arson attacks between 2016 and 2018. So far, the perpetrators have not been arrested, but instead, several investigation breakdowns have come to light. Due to corona infections, two schools in Berlin and Brandenburg have been completely closed. In other schools, however, only a few individuals have been sent to quarantine, leading many parents to react with uncertainty and to demand clarity, as numerous letters to the RBB editorial office show. Questions like, for example, when does an entire school have to be closed? And when does it only affect one class, one study group, or 1 year? And which criteria are decisive? And also, is there a corona traffic light, especially for schools? Astrid Sabine Busse, the chairwoman of the Berlin School Management Interest Group, in an interview with RBB24, stated that there is no traffic light system specifically for schools, adding that such a system is difficult to introduce because every school is structured differently. She remarked, quote, you can't lump everything together here. Rather, the school administrators, together with the school inspectorate and the respective health authorities, must always assess the situation individually, and that is sometimes very difficult. Moreover, she is not aware of any guidelines as to the extent of infection above which schools have to be closed completely or only partially. According to Busse, there are, however, certain factors that could make a complete closure more likely: the type of school and its spatial conditions, the age of the students, and above all, the degree of intermingling within the school. The Hygiene Advisory Board, which met for the first time on Monday, is to provide clarity in Berlin, and several specialized working groups have been set up. Per a spokesperson of the board to RBB24, quote, various scientists and other experts will work out a step-by-step plan, which will receive different scenarios should the number of infections increase in different patterns. The model hygiene plan is also to be made more comprehensible and concrete. Norman Heise, the chairman of the State Parents Committee, stated that this step-by-step plan should provide information about the infection levels in schools and the measures that need to be taken. The Hygiene Advisory Council will discuss the first results at its next meeting. Senator of Education Sandra Shiras also wants to report every Friday on the incidence of infections in schools. Sebastian Scheel is Berlin's new senator for urban development and housing. The left-wing politician was sworn in yesterday morning during the plenary session of the Chamber of Deputies by Parliament's President Rolf Wieland. As we've previously reported, the new appointment at the head of the department became necessary because Katrin Lomscher resigned as senator at the beginning of August, justifying the step because of her errors in the accounting and taxation of earnings from activities as an administrative and supervisory board member of state-owned companies. The 44-year-old Scheel studied political science and worked closely with Lomscher as state secretary. According to his own statements, he wants to continue the present course, for example, with regard to the controversial rent cap law, which has been in effect in Berlin since February and was developed primarily by the Senate Department for Urban Development. At the same time, Scheel emphasized at his first meeting as senator-designate on Tuesday that the topic of new construction must have an even stronger focus in the future. The first parking areas for e-scooters and bicycles are being installed in Berlin. By the end of August, 10 parking spaces are to be created in Mitte. As the district announced on Tuesday, the zones are to provide more safety on the roads and added, quote, e-scooters and rental bikes must not be permitted to block the sidewalk as a tripping hazard. The parking areas are to be 2 meters long and between 6 and 8 meters wide, the first one being created at the Rotes Rathaus. Further areas are to be built, including lots at Potsdamer Platz, Leipziger Platz, Oranienburger Straße, and opposite Checkpoint Charlie. In order to select the locations, well-known places where a particularly large number of e-scooters and rental bicycles have been positioned were examined together with the providers. The new parking areas are intended to provide relief for sidewalks and put an end to uncontrolled parking. The district then wants to evaluate whether the designated areas are actually being used by drivers and whether the problem of uncoordinated parking of vehicles on sidewalks has been reduced in these areas. And lastly, thank you to Constantine for your recent generosity. Please visit our website at berlinbriefing.de for information about donating to help keep us up and running. That said, please remember we are forever committed to keeping Berlin Briefing free and without advertisements for everyone. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.